It all started when Steve Clanty of Wausau began looking up his family roots.
I found that my great-great-grandfather was a Civil War veteran.
Specifically, Israel S. Clark, born in New York in 1833, enlisted in the Union Army, survived the Civil War, moved to Thorpe, Wisconsin, and died in 1877 while digging a well. Armed with that information, Clanty went to a local genealogy society, and they looked at some photos of old, unidentified tombstones.
And they're able to go and make out the name I.S. Clark. I run over there, and I'm looking and looking and looking, and after probably 15 years, I found my great-great-grandfather's gravesite.
Clanty went to the VA office in Wausau, and they agreed to replace the tombstone for free, which got him thinking about all the other old markers in the Thorpe Village Cemetery.
Like, gee, there are all these other stones that are in such poor shape. Who are they? Where were they from?
So Clanty took his story to the local American Legion post.
One thing led to another, and it sort of started snowballing, and it's like, well, why don't we do them all at the same time?
Now, one man's personal search has led to 26 new markers, each honoring a Civil War veteran buried in the Thorpe Village Cemetery. They'll all be dedicated the morning of July 4th with reenactors, speeches, and a final salute with full military honors. For Clanty, the meaning of it all is simple.
How do you remember the greatness of this country if you forget the people?
Up to 400 people are expected in Thorpe for the dedication ceremony on Independence Day. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.